Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories for today. Tata Consultancy Services yesterday announced a salary hike for its employees effective October 1st. As of September 30th, the consolidated headcount of India's largest IT company stood at 4,53,540. The attrition rate touched an all-time low at 8.9% in the given quarter. Hindustan Coca-Cola Beverages, the bottling partner of the American soft drink giant and one of India's top FMCG companies, has offered the option of permanent work from home for its employees that are not involved in production or sales and need not be physically present at work location. The company is also offering monetary support to employees to enable this process. The World Bank yesterday warned that by 2021, as many as 150 million people are likely to be in extreme poverty because of the coronavirus pandemic, and countries will have to prepare for a different economy post-COVID by allowing capital, labor, skills, and innovation to move into new businesses and sectors. The COVID-19 pandemic is estimated to push an additional 88 million to 115 million people into extreme poverty this year. The pandemic has been harsh to the poor but kind to the rich, it seems. The total billionaire wealth rose by more than a quarter during the early months of the coronavirus pandemic to reach $10.2 trillion in July, breaking the previous record of $8.9 trillion at the end of 2017. The surge is on account of a jump in stock prices and gains in technology and healthcare that helped the wealth of the billionaires surpass the $10 trillion mark, according to a report released by UBS and PwC. China might be in some kind of trouble. Majority of people who took part in a survey conducted across 14 countries have unfavorable opinions on China. The survey conducted by the Pew Research Center showed that negative view of China has increased sharply, especially in Australia and Britain. Respondents with higher income levels were equally likely to have unfavorable views as those with lower income levels. The same was the case across education levels. Good news for gaming fans now. Chinese gaming app PUBG Mobile is reportedly talking to telecom major Bharti Airtel to bring the popular multiplayer game back on the mobile screens of its Indian fans. The central government had on September 2nd banned 59 more apps, including PUBG, in addition to 165 mobile applications banned on two occasions earlier, citing security concerns. The good news is that initial conversation between PUBG Corporation and Airtel over distribution rights has begun. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye for now.